I die. Oh, my Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, Savior, Savior. Oh, will you hear my humble cry? Why on earth?
Why on earth is thou art called holy?
Oh Lord,
do not pass me by.
Oh, thou,
the spring of all my
comfort, oh,
more than life
to me. Savior, my Lord and Savior, oh Savior,
Savior,
will you hear my
humble cry?
Why
on earth is thou art called holy?
Savior, my Lord and Savior, oh Savior,
Savior,
will you hear
my humble cry?
Oh,
why
on earth is thou art
called?
Sing it once again, the chorus. Oh, prayerfully, just take the words into your heart and let it be your prayer tonight. Let's sing it once again.
Savior, oh, Savior,
oh,
yeah,
my
hear our humble cry tonight. Oh yes, Lord Jesus, we have come, Lord, tonight because you have called us, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, it is our prayer tonight. Oh yes, Lord Jesus, do not pass us, O Lord. Do not pass me tonight. Oh Lord, stretch forth your hands and touch me tonight, O Lord. Oh, that's our prayer, Lord Jesus. That's our prayer tonight to God. Father, we thank you for the day, Lord Jesus, so far. From the morning out to this hour, O God, we bless you, Lord Jesus, for your mercies and your grace. Oh, your protection, O Lord Jesus, in all our ways today, O Lord, at our working places, Lord, in our homes. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sustaining power. that has sustained us, Lord Jesus, through your mercies and your grace, your loving kindness towards us, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. And that, Father, tonight, Lord, we have this privilege, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, this is grace, so amazing that, Lord, we have this evening, O God, to stand in your presence, Lord. Father, we've come, O Lord, with that broken heart, Lord. And a contrite spirit, Lord Jesus, we've come, O Lord, surrendering, O God, with all humility tonight, Lord Jesus. That the Holy Spirit, O Lord, will come, oh, and sweep through over us, Lord Jesus. Amen. With all expectation that, Lord, there will be a great visitation tonight, Lord. Because, Father, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst, Lord Jesus. So, Father, as we stand before you, God, you know us more than anything. You know our hearts, you know our needs. Lord, touch each and everyone tonight according to your mercies, according to your grace, according to your riches in glory, Lord. Touch us, O God, by your word of life, your word of grace, your word of God. Let us, Lord Jesus, tonight live here rejoicing that of the truth. You've really visited us, Lord. Father, even as we turn to your word of God, you are the author of it, Lord. Tonight, the purpose for which, Lord, you have called us, Lord. Father, let us receive them abundantly and exceedingly, O God, than what even we expect. Lay your hands upon your word and make it alive unto us. And Father, we pray that even if there is anyone sick amongst us, Lord, before we leave here, healing has already taken place. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we commit our brethren who are not here, Lord, into your hands. They might have gotten one or two things hindering them, Lord. Father, wherever they are, bless them, O God. Let them receive the same portion that, O God, we will receive here tonight. We ask all this in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. With all thanksgiving, Lord. Amen. Amen. As we stand in, let's turn to the reading of the word. We turn to Mark 10. We read from the 17th verse to the 27th. It's a very common text that has been always been read. We've heard them many, many times. As the prophet said, even if you've heard it for 100th time, just listen to it once again, one time. Amen. The prophet said again that someone can seal his eternal destination with only one service. And let tonight's service be that one which seals your eternal destination forever and ever. Amen. So let us listen to him as he speaks to us. Holy Spirit, we are with all ears listening. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus beheld him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at the saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking unto them, saith, with men it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Lord, tonight we believe it. That in your name all things are possible. And Father, we believe it with all our heart tonight. We've come believing, oh God. So Lord, no one comes to your presence believing and will go back the same. So tonight, Lord Jesus, your promise, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we claim it upon the basis of your word. Oh Lord, as we believe, oh God, Father, let it be our portion, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh God, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for granting us this grace to be in your presence and to sit at your feet, oh God. Bless your children. Bless your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you for coming. You are the people God has called tonight. Amen. So, the Holy Spirit is not looking at what numbers, he's looking at his children. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, we all know this story about this rich young ruler. We've heard several times. But tonight, let us look at something here. Jesus told him that one thing thou lackest. One thing. Brethren, tonight, I'm here to examine myself and look at my life and find out if there is one thing in my life that is going to hinder me into the eternal, for me to enter into eternal life. That's what I'm going to look at. Praise God. That if there is one thing that is going to hinder me, then tonight, Lord, I want to surrender to you. Because I want to enter into eternal life. I believe we've come here with one purpose. One purpose is what? To see him, to meet him. And all our aim every day is what? To get into that eternal life. Every true Christian, that's your final destination. That's all what you are looking for. That the day that he will come, you'll be able to what? To meet him. And here, we have the opportunity to come to his presence. We are standing in his presence now. Just like the rich young ruler was standing in his presence, the same hour, that's the same hour that we are standing here in his presence. Praise God. And we also, we have that same desire to what? seeking for eternal life. And Jesus told that rich young ruler that there is one thing he lacks that is going to hinder him. Unless he do away with that one thing. Praise God. So tonight, Lord, I'm standing here before you also, like the rich young ruler, searching, O Lord, my heart, my thoughts, my mind, my life, if there is any one thing that's questionable, that is not right, Lord, I want your word, Lord, tonight to quicken me, to bring me to the realization that, Lord, I had to give them up. Praise the Lord. Many a time, you see, this one thing in our lives is so difficult to do away with them. We become extremely helpless because it comes, it continually comes. Or we try to do away with them 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, then we fall again to it. That one thing. Praise the Lord. Say, brother, I've tried it many times, but I've not been successful. Yes, you've tried it. It's true. You've tried and tried. It has not been able. You've not been able to overcome. That's exactly the scripture we've just read. Said, with you trying is what is impossible. With you trying is impossible. With men is what? Impossible. Amen. But with God, it is possible. Amen. With God, not is the scripture didn't say some, but he said all. Amen. All things are possible. Amen. Praise God. So tonight, take inspiration from this word, from the Lord's mouth himself, that with me all things are possible. And last week you remember that we have claimed to be what? The children, the seed of Abraham. And if we are the seed of Abraham, the scripture says, we will possess every gates of the enemy. Amen. Praise the Lord. He has given us the power and authority to possess every gate of the enemy. And so that one thing that I lack, that one thing that is hindering me, that one thing that is not in order in my life, that one thing that always besets me, that one thing that is always holding me back, tonight, I believe and claim that I am what? Abraham's seed. And I will possess that gate. Because these are all gates of the enemy. And I have what? I believe in the Lord. Believing in him. I believe that one thing tonight, it is going to be over. Praise the Lord. So let us just look at how the prophet pick this text and the way how he preached it in a kind of a story form. He picked what? Two rich young rulers. Two rich young rulers. We are going to look at them tonight. The prophet in the Message Book Leadership, which was preached in Prescott in 1965, that was just some months before he went into eternity. Praise the Lord. He said, remember that the first step that any of us ever made, somebody led us. The first step that all of us seated here made, somebody helped us. Somebody led us to make that first step.
He said, somebody led you to your first step. And it's usually a mother that gets to lead a child to his first step. So normally it's what? It's the mother. Amen. Because she's always in the house. She brought forth the child, and the child is always on her laps, feeding her. Maybe daddy has gone to job, gone to work. And so, she is the first, as the prophet says, she is the first to what? To lead the child to make his or her first step. So see, that's right. And I want you to remember, your first step, somebody led you. And so your last step, somebody will be leading you. Praise God. Your first step, somebody led you. Take notice, he said, remember, your last step, somebody's got to lead you also. Now you're going to find what? What leader? Who is going to lead you in the last, for your last step? He said, we have to be led. You know, God likened us to a sheep. And did you know that a sheep can't lead itself? He will wander away and stray away. He just can't lead himself. He has to have somebody to lead him. The shepherd is supposed to lead the sheep. Amen. Now, that was back in the days of the Lord Jesus. He was the good shepherd that lead the sheep. But today, you see, we are living in another day. Everything is changed and perverted. You know what man has to lead sheep today? A goat. And you know where the goat leads them? Right into the slaughterhouse. Take it spiritually. Amen. He said, those little sheep don't know where they are going. So the goat goes up on a pen, up at the slaughterhouse. And the sheep don't know no more than to follow a leader. So it leads them right up into this slaughter. And then the goat jumps over the track. And the sheep goes in and gets killed. The goat is the wrong leader. Amen. See, you understand the story he's trying to put here. The goat, he will lead what? The sheep to the slaughterhouse. As they get to close to the door where there is no return, he jumps over the fence and he's gone. And then the sheep is what? Is taken to the slaughter and slaughtered. That is what? The devil. He's talking about the devil. Amen. The devil will lead you up to, and then off, he leaves you. Like I what? Smoking, drinking, and everything. He leads you into them. And then it gets you what? Cancer and everything. He's off. Praise the Lord. He said, then after the mother leads us to a time we have to get a little wisdom to understand from daddy. So daddy also comes in to give what? A little wisdom and to understand, you see. Then another leader, and that is the teacher, a good teacher. She tries to teach you, to give you an education. You see, one teacher after the other, from a little primary till first grade till you get onto a high school to go to college, and then you leave college, and then the teacher is through leading you, see? Now, this young ruler here, he had been taught to walk right. He has been taught to walk right. He had a good education. He had been taught business. He was rich. He was a ruler. He had a religion. But he was what? He was confronted with another one thing. Praise the Lord. He had everything, education, business, he was rich, he was a ruler, he was everything. He had everything. That's why even he asked Jesus, what lackest I? Praise the Lord. He had a religion. But he was confronted with one thing. Tonight our topic is one thing. He was confronted with one thing. And he said, it's all about what? Eternal life. Religion doesn't give us eternal life. Religious is what? Just a covering. But it don't give us what? Eternal life. And yet he was taught by best teachers. There were, he was, the best teachers there were. He was yet lacking something. And the young man knew it because he said, good master, what can I do to inherit what? Eternal life. This young man knew that he lacked something. Though he had everything. But there was one thing he lacked. That's eternal life. And he was looking for it. Praise the Lord. Brethren, we come to church to hear the word of God all because we are looking for that same one thing, eternal life. Praise God. Now you believe Jesus is God, don't you? So he knew the thoughts of the young man. So he said, keep what? Keep the commandments. See? He went right back to his religion. He went back to this young man's what? Religion. To see what he will say about his religion. So he said, keep the commandments. And we know what the young man also said. He said, I've kept it throughout the whole of what? My youth. Amen. I've kept it throughout the whole of my youth. Brethren, that's why the scripture says, we are justified by what? By faith. Amen. Amen. The law said, man is not justified by the law. Praise God. In the sight of God, man is not justified by what? By the law. But man is justified by what? Faith. We are going to see that. So he said, master, I have observed all these things. But he knew that he didn't have what? Eternal life. So he said, if you would enter into life, eternal life, want to be perfect, then go sell what you got and give it to the poor, then people that hasn't got anything, then come, follow me, and you have treasures in heaven. But the young man had so much money till he didn't know what to do with it. Now see, he was very popular, that young man. See now, you see, he said it's right to have money. It's right to be rich, to be a ruler. That's all right. But the way you act after you have become that, said the prophet said, it's good to be rich. Yes. To be a ruler, to be everything is good. But how you act after you have received these things, he said, man, praise God. See? These things, most are what? Are from what? The world. But yet, a Christian can be rich. See? A Christian can be rich. But the thing is, how it affects you. Praise God. How are you able to control your riches? That's the point. You've got to face one thing, eternal life. And there is only one person who can give that. Mama can't give it, Papa can't give it, your pastor can't give it, your leader can't give it. It's only one person that can give what? eternal life, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now the prophet said, what a fatal thing it is to reject the leadership of eternal life. This young man rejected it because he said, he had education, that's fine, that will help. Business, that's fine. Money, that's fine. A good boy and a good girl, that's fine. But you see, when life is finished here, is that all? When life is finished here, is that all? We've got to accept Jesus Christ for eternal life. Jesus alone can lead us. Praise the Lord. He said, the greatest leadership there is Jesus Christ. For that leadership to eternal life, he said, this leadership confronts every human being. And opportunity is given to you to make a choice. We are all confronted by it, this eternal life issue. But if only one thing can hold you back tonight, just examine yourself. This young rich ruler, he failed in his test because he was told what to do. But he went away from Jesus Christ grieved. He wasn't ready to what? To accept what Jesus was telling him. Tonight is the same thing. You are like the rich young ruler. Either to accept and sincerely confess that, Lord, this one thing in my life tonight, I claim to be Abraham's seed and I possess the enemy's gate tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So that was what? The first rich young ruler. He failed. Then let's look at the second rich young ruler. You see that the scripture says him, he said, by what? By faith. Praise God. By faith. You know who is coming? Moses. Praise the Lord. Moses was another rich young ruler. He had everything. Really rich. With power. Everything. Praise God. Why is the other first rich young ruler was boasting that the commandments, he has not faltered in any of them? Brother, man is not justified by the law. Praise God. In the presence of the Lord, you are not justified by the law. But the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Amen. So here, the scripture is saying that by faith Moses, when he was come of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. See? He had everything. But his own is what? By faith, he forsook Egypt. He esteemed rather the reproach of Christ as what? More precious than any other thing, all the treasures that Egypt will give unto him. See the difference? That one thing that was going to keep him away from eternal life, he was ready to what? To forgo it. That's the difference. He said, he was choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He said, that way back Moses' time, it was still Christ, see? He is the only one that has eternal life. So don't say that it's the Old Testament. No, sir. It was still the same Christ, the same eternal life. And he was what? Ready to what? Allow that one thing that was going to hinder him to enter into eternal life. He was ready to let it go. Brother, just think of it. and put yourself in the shoes of Moses. Praise God. That time, look at what? The children of what? The children of God. Look at the children of Israel. Where were they? They were under bondage. They were slaves. Mad daubers. There was nothing to show that there is going to be any hope in them. But he heard what? The word of God from the mother's mouth. That our father Abraham has been promised that we will sojourn in a what? In a foreign land for 400 years. And when that 400 years is come, he will what? He will deliver we the children of Israel with a mighty hand. And me and your daddy have been praying all the time that that child will come through our home, our house. And here you are, the way even how you were born, and the things that followed. You will put you in a basket, place you in what? A crocodile-infested river. And not one crocodile was able to touch you. You are a special child. Because all the male children were all killed during your time. You alone survived. You are the one. We believe by faith that you are to lead the children out from Egypt. Listen to the word of God. My brother, this is what? It looks as if it's just some kind of a tale. Amen. How? How is God going to do this? The children of Israel always, they are what? They are taskmasters standing over them. There is nowhere of escape. In a little distance, you are whipped. They are holding all the ammunition, everything. Where are we going? This is my mommy's story. Ha ha ha. And look at all that was around him. Riches, glory, power, everything. My brother, myself, I ask myself all the time, if it were me, it would have been very difficult. Praise the Lord. Honestly, I have to tell you, it would have been really very difficult. That is in my flesh. Amen. That is man. But with God, amen, all things are possible. Amen. With God, he believed that the word of God is always true. He saw that there is where life is. Life is not here. I'm not going to enjoy these pleasures because I believe they are just for a season. Amen. But I want eternal life. So I will go in there. I will forsook everything that Egypt can give unto me. Praise God. Amen. My brother, that one thing. If there is one thing in your life that you know is not in order, that is contrary to the word of God. My brother, tonight, you are Abraham's seed. Possess that gate. You've been given the power and authority to possess that gate. Tonight, let that thing, one thing in your life tonight be over. Because as we started, I said it that one, the prophet said, one service, you can seal your eternal destination with only one service. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And tonight could be the day that one thing that you have been holding. Tonight is the day that the Holy Spirit is asking you now, leave it to me now. Amen. Possess it now. And let it be over. I will take it over with me. All things are possible. You yourself, you can never do it. But believe me tonight and leave it to me. That will be over. Just confess to me that, Lord, tonight I'm tired of it. I've been fighting it myself, but it has never succeeded. But tonight you've told me that, yes, with me it is not possible. But with you, it is possible. All things are possible. And I believe tonight. And I know that I'm a seed of Abraham. Amen. And I'll possess it tonight. And it is over. It's over. It's over. Satan, get behind me. It's over tonight. It's over. So, the prophet said, it is now what? A choice. The first rich young ruler was given a choice. To make his choice. And he chose rather what? To go with his riches. The prophet said, let us follow this first young ruler a while. Let us follow him. He said, let's follow a little further. The first rich young ruler said, you know what the Bible says about this young fellow? He became more successful. Sometimes success doesn't mean that you have made the right choice. Praise God. Sometimes success doesn't mean that you have made the right choice. You know what he did? He went out and had all big times, threw big parties, spent lots of money and everything on girls and everything. See, life is so sweet in that way, you see. He was really enjoying. And then he got married, maybe, had a family, and he just increased. See, he was increasing in wealth. Praise the Lord. So much till he had to build new barns and things. And he said, oh, you see, I didn't follow Jesus. And look at what I've got. See, I didn't follow Jesus. Now look. See, Jesus said I should just go and sell all these things and come and follow him. Then he said, you may hear people say that I am blessed. That doesn't mean anything at all. So now he said, oh my soul, take your rest. I think you know the scripture. So now rest. You don't need to work anymore. My soul, just rest. Just rest. I've got so much money, so much success. I'm much a great man now. I belong to all the clubs. I have the riches of the world in my hands. I own great sums of land and sums of money. Why? That's everybody likes me. A very fine person to be. My soul, just rest. There's no need for you to work anymore. Praise God. There's no need for you to rest. No need for you to work anymore. The scripture said that very night, they stood before him that his soul is being required. Praise the Lord. Your soul is being required. The prophet said, so many young people are making that mistake today. Refusing to be led by the Lord Jesus. Now we see what a fatal thing it is to refuse eternal life. Because you are not willing to allow that one thing to go out of your hand. You don't want that one thing to go out of your hand. See? That one thing in your heart, you don't want to release it. That one thing in your thoughts, you don't want to what? Keep it away.
Praise God. One thing. What is your one thing tonight? Praise the Lord. You know, one time, you see, the choice. Let's look at the choice. One time Jesus went to the house of Lazarus, you know, the two sisters, Martha and Mary. And the moment Jesus entered, Mary just took a seat and sat by Jesus and was just listening to him. She was listening to Jesus. Whilst Martha was doing all the work around, maybe preparing food and doing this, then Martha said, "Master, tell Mary to come and help me." Praise God. What did Jesus say? He said, "One thing is mindful." Same one thing. "One thing is mindful. And Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Amen. Now, look at the empty seats that are here. Praise God. I'm not condemning anyone. We know that there are very good reasons that they are not here. But one thing is that, my brother, my sister, if nothing is hindering you, and there are no church bells ringing in your heart to come and sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, then, my brother, don't say that, oh, it's a character. That one thing is a matter of only character, but your choice of things. Praise God. Mary wanted to what? Sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and listen to her. And Jesus said, one thing is mindful. Mary have chosen what? The better. He has chosen what? The good part. Amen. Amen. My brother, let's always choose the good part. To be in the presence of the Lord. One thing that is mindful, let's make it. Let's be mindful of this one thing, to be in the presence of the Lord. To sit at his feet. Always. That's what Paul also said. He said, all things are lawful. See, what Martha was doing was what? Was lawful. It was good. Isn't it? After all, she was preparing what? Food for all of them to eat. But Mary was what? Seeking for what? The spiritual food. She was what? Receiving the spiritual food. That's why Paul said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. Amen. He said, all things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. So let's look for the things that edify. That's one thing that you must look for. That one thing. Look for things that will edify you. Amen. Things that are expedient in your life. Praise God. That one thing. Paul again said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing," oh yes, sir, "this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are what? Are before me." Amen. One thing, making a choice. Our past lives, let it go.
your past life, let it go. Don't go for it anymore.
There is scripture in Isaiah here. Let me see if I can catch it. Oh my. Let me see. Things. Yes. Isaiah 43. Verse 18. Isaiah 43:18. Sir, can you give it to us?
He said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old.
Amen. Amen.
Behold, I will do a new thing. Before he can do a new thing, my brother, until what? You will not remember the former things anymore in your life. And you will not consider the old things anymore. That's what Paul is saying. That these things of old, of past, they are behind me. I press on rather for the mark that is before me. Brethren, if we are seeking for eternal life, let us look forward to that. Amen. And let all other things go. Amen. Amen. Let's let all other things go. And focus on that eternal life.
Jesus said, Mary has chosen what? The good part. Praise the Lord. One thing he has done, she has done, she has what? Chosen the good part. Paul is saying, one thing I do. Oh, hallelujah. One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind,
and reaching forth unto those things which are before me. So it is not only your character tonight, but one thing is that if there is nothing in you that is hindering you for you to enter into eternal life, now this the time is what? To make the right choice. Always choose to be what? In the presence of the Lord. Always let what? Your past life. Don't think that when I was in the world, you know, I sinned, I did this, I did that. He said, look, no, there is no, brother said, there is no big sin and there is no small sin. Sin is sin. Amen. Amen. And he says, my blood I've shed to take away all sins. Just believe it. Amen. It is no more against you. Amen. It's no more against you. Said the bleached blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The bleached blood of Jesus Christ has taken away every stain and has made it as white as snow. As white as what? Wool. Amen. You never did it in the first place. It has been what? Put into the seal of forgetfulness. It's forever. Never think about those things anymore. If only you believe. Amen. Brethren, another one thing is that let's just make sure that we said you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. You cannot be a partaker of the Lord's table and at the same time the table of the devils. You have to make a choice. Amen. And now he said one thing, as David also said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. Amen. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and I will seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold his beauty. and to inquire into his temple. Amen. You dwell where? The whole of your life? In the house of God. It's a one thing I have desired of the Lord and will seek after. One thing. Praise the Lord. So, the prophet said, young man, you've got out of school. You need another leader. But let it be Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the Bible. Do you believe that? He said, this Jesus, he said, I believe the prophet took the Bible and showed it. He said, this is Jesus' life and his commandment to us in letter form. So we have to look into this to see. This is the blueprint. This is the map that he told us to follow to begin toward eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight is a choice. At the same time, it is what? A confession. If there is something that is in your life, a character, a lust, something that you have tried, it is not working. Tonight, he has given you his word that you can never do it. Amen. But with him, all things are possible. It's only for you to say, I believe, Lord. I believe. I believe with all my heart. Yes, I've tried on my own. It has never worked. Amen. Lord, tonight, I've heard your word. As you said, I can seal my eternal destination with only one service. Tonight I take this service to be that service, Lord. That I'm sealing my eternal destination tonight. And so I'm not looking at those things anymore. I'm looking to you, Lord, that with you all things are possible. I believe your word tonight with all my heart. Let the Holy Spirit now quicken me now. And let me hold on to this word. My mind will never go back to that place anymore. Lord, help me. I'm weak, but thou art strong. Let the Holy Spirit bring me strength. Bring me resilience. Endurance. To prevail. I know I cannot do it on my own, but with you all things are possible. And I believe that tonight you've blessed me as you blessed my father Abraham. That all gates of the enemy will be possessed. I possess them tonight. If it is not character, if there is nothing in your life, then your prayer is that, Lord, help me to always make the right choice. To make the choice, the right choice. One thing, as David said, one thing I desired. Oh, what a prayer. One thing I desired and I will seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I want to take that choice, Lord. Just like Mary, choosing to what? To hear spiritual, the spiritual food. Lord, give me that desire. Let what? Bell be ringing in my heart all the time. Place all the time a test within me. A test which always, the only thing that can quench it is your word. So that when the test is there, I'll be seeking for your word. Not only coming to church, but right in my closest, Lord. I'll be seeking you every hour, every minute,
every second, Lord, in my life. As long as I live, I want to make that choice. How many believe that with him all things are possible? It's one thing, that one thing, brother. It's the question of what? Eternal destination, eternal life. And you are the only one that holds the key to open up. Amen. Look at what? Now this is your church. He said, the prophet said, that's the only age Jesus is outside what? The church. But still he wants to come in. Amen. He will not force himself. He's not going to force himself, but if you will ought open every door tonight. Every door. Doors in doors. Open everything, Lord. I open everything now. I've exposed everything tonight. Lord, I believe your word. I know tonight I am strengthened. I know tonight I am quickened. I know tonight, Lord, the Holy Spirit is what is right in me now to do every battle. Praise God. And watch and see when God looking down into your heart and see all the sincerity of your prayer. Looking into your heart and know how you are desiring to stand on that what? Higher grounds. He will lift you up. Praise God. In this message, you know what the prophet said. Before we pray, we are going to do that. The prophet said, I want you to stand up with me. Let us stand. And I want you to put your left hand on your heart. Let's put our left hands upon our heart. And you hold your right hand up. I want you to close your eyes and bow your head down. And just say these words after me. Dear Jesus, I pledge my life to you. I've heard this sermon where two young men made their choice. I don't want to go the way of the rich young ruler. But I want to go the way of Moses. I'm just a child yet. Lead me, dear Jesus, to eternal life. Amen. How many believe that? How many believe that? Praise God. Musicians, come tonight. Just be sincere and say, Lord, this is one thing. It's over. Or help me, Lord, to always make the right choice. One thing that I would desire is to dwell in your house all the days of my life. I always want to be what? Right with you. I want to stay with you, Lord. Father, tonight is finished. It's finished, Lord. It's finished. I'm sealing my eternal destination tonight. It's finished. It's finished. I believe that, Lord, with you all things are possible.
We sing the song Only Believe.
All things are possible. believe. Only believe. Oh, all things are possible. Only believe.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Oh, Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe.
How many believe it? Oh,
Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here.
Oh, yes, I believe the Lord, you are here tonight. Father, we've heard your word of God. This same Lord Jesus. Tonight, that one thing is over. I'm making the right choice. And as the psalmist said, one thing I will desire of you, Lord. And that one thing I will seek after, Lord. Oh, is to dwell in your house all the days of my life, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Let me always only believe, oh, only believe.
Believe all things are possible. Oh, holy believe.
Yes,
holy believe. Oh, are possible.
Now let's tell the Lord that yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Oh,
yes, I believe.
That's from your heart.
Oh, yes, I believe.
Upon your faith.
Oh, all things are possible.
Oh, yes,
I believe. Oh, yes, I believe.
You are saying it that you believe. Oh, yes,
I believe.
Oh, from our heart, oh Lord Jesus, yes, we say we believe, oh God, that with you all things are possible. Tonight, Lord Jesus, that one thing is over. We are making the right choice now tonight, Lord. Let us all now pray. Let us pray now. My brother, my sister, anything that is in your life, oh, yes, tonight, oh, just tell the Lord, confess that, Lord, this has been the sin that has been besetting me. Even my thoughts, Lord, the things that I've been always, it comes into my mind, it comes into my heart. Oh, Lord, tonight, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ that it is over. It's over, Lord. It's over. That one thing tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. That one thing is over. It's over. It's over. I believe, Lord. I believe that all things are possible in your name. I tried it myself, Lord. It never worked. And as your word says, by men it is not possible. But by you, God, it's possible, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I never want to remember those old things anymore. I don't want to consider them anymore, Lord. Tonight, I believe in the name of Jesus Christ that the bleached blood of Jesus Christ has taken away the stains. It has cleared every stain. That's my belief tonight, Lord. Tonight, Lord Jesus, I surrender it to you, O God. Father, tonight, I want to make the right choice to be in your presence in every hour, every minute, every second. I want to live, Lord, in the secrets of your tabernacle. Oh, one thing I desire tonight, and that I'm seeking after, the Lord, I will never forsake the assembling of ourselves together. That tonight, Lord Jesus, place the test in me now. Let me be testing every day. Every day, let me be testing, oh God. The only thing that can quench this test is your word, oh God. Place a test upon me. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight I'm sealing my eternal destination tonight. I'm sealing my eternal destination tonight. As I leave, Lord Jesus, tonight, as I leave those things behind me, and I look, oh God, one thing I do, as Paul said, one thing I do that I forget the things that are behind. I don't look at them. I don't want to consider them. Oh, yes, Lord. Help me, oh God, to look forward. My desire, Lord, my whole purpose, Lord, is to seek, Lord, your face. I want to, Lord Jesus, eternal life. Lord, tonight, let that eternal life now come down. Come down, that eternal life come down now, Lord. And seal me. Seal me tonight, Lord. Seal me tonight, Lord. Seal me. Seal me, O Lord. I don't want to go the way of the rich young ruler. I want to go the way of Moses. That by faith tonight, I made the right choice. By faith tonight, I've made the right choice. I've made a choice to dwell in your house, to dwell in your presence, to sit at your feet. I've made a choice tonight. Nothing is going to draw me back. Nothing is going to draw me back. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your promise tonight. Thank you for the promise, Lord. Every promise in this world is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, I am trusting in his love divine. Tonight, Lord, oh, every promise in this book is mine. I'm claiming it tonight. Every promise in this book is mine. Oh, yes. Oh, every chapter, every verse, oh, every line. Oh, I am trusting in his love divine. Oh, every
every promise in this book is mine. Let's sing it once again. Oh, every promise in this book is mine. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, every chapter, every verse, oh, every line. Oh, I am trusting in His love divine. Oh, every promise in this book is, oh, let's sing it, let's sing it, let's sing it. Oh, yes, every promise in this book, oh, is mine. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, every chapter, every verse, oh, every line. Oh, oh, yes, I am trusting in His love, oh, divine. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, every promise in this book is mine.
Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, your promises. It has never failed. As the prophet said, one thing, you, Lord, you can never do. Has to fail.
Amen.
Father, tonight we've looked at two rich young rulers. Lord, we saw one. He found it difficult, Lord, with that one thing in his life. He found it difficult because he was looking at his own self. He was looking at his own strength. How can I leave all these my possessions and follow you? But Lord, when we looked at Moses, he made a difference. He made a difference. We can even say the riches and all the privileges that were in store for Moses was manifold than this rich young ruler. But yet, Lord, as we have read your word, said it was by faith. And we know the Lord Jesus, without faith we can never please you. So tonight, Lord, it is by that same faith, God, we have let go all the riches of this world. We've let go, Lord, all the things that Lord Jesus has besetting us. Father, we have let go that one thing. Truly, Lord, tonight, as we looked unto your word, we looked unto you that with you all things are possible. How true it is, Lord.
Amen.
Tonight I can see that I am free. I am free, Lord,
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit has fought for me.
Amen.
And I've possessed the keys. The enemy
Amen.
Of that one thing that has always been besetting me. Lord, I thank you, God, that you have come down, Lord, to do this work in me. You've ministered unto me now, Lord. Your faith and your power, God, that tonight I'm going to hold onto it. As I've made a choice, oh God, to always dwell in your house.
Amen.
Father, now I open up to you.
Yes.
Please test upon me.
Amen.
The test that will always seek for the word to quench it.
Amen.
Father, I surrender
yes.
everything of me, Lord, unto
yes.
you.
Amen.
the Lord Jesus, that test will be placed in me.
Yes,
because you promised that blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. He said, you, they shall be filled.
Amen.
Lord, I always want to wait on you. As you said, they that wait upon you shall renew their strength. Lord, renew me now. The Lord Jesus, now that, oh God, I've now believed and you have done the work for me, Lord. Now, Father, renew me. Let me put on the new man now. Let the old man be dead completely now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for tonight. I believe the Lord. Tonight, I have sealed my eternal destination. I've sealed it.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, that you have sealed me. And as you have sealed me, O Lord, you have sealed out the world.
Amen.
Because when I am sealed, then Satan is sealed out.
Yes,
the world is sealed out. Because now I dwell in the secret of your tabernacle.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord Jesus. Once again, we want to look at what David said. That one thing I desire of you. We all desire it tonight.
Amen.
And we all seek after it tonight.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord, we will dwell in your house.
Yes.
All the days of our lives. So that we will behold your beauty.
Amen.
And always inquire about you, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for our precious brother, Mike, Lord. Returning from holidays, Lord. We thank you for the family that have come back. Oh, healthy, Lord. Father, bless them, Lord Jesus. Same also our precious brother, Jonathan, all the way from Switzerland, visiting us, God. Father, the purpose of his visit, Lord. Bless him, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, bless as many that weren't able to come. Bless everyone. Bless your church, O God.
Amen.
And we here, Lord Jesus, we have received. And we will not allow the enemy to take it anymore. We have, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you have sealed them into our heart, Lord. Father, we commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands,
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Father, oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, you always, Father, use him, O God, for the sake of the bride, Lord. Use him, O God, Jesus, to stand against all powers of the enemy. Use him, O God, to protect, Lord, your church, O God. Use him, O God, and fill him with wisdom and leadership, O God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit his family, Lord, into your hands. Oh, especially the little one that is growing, O God. Oh, the Lord Jesus. Oh, he'll be filled, O God. Oh, with your spirit, Lord Jesus. Even at this age, O God. Father, let your spirit, O God, fill him, O Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, O God. We commit all our children, Lord, into your hands.
Amen.
The Lord, you bless them, O God.
Amen.
We commit our precious brother, Wilmo, Lord, the wife and the children, back in Zimbabwe, Lord, into your hands. Lord, protect them, O God.
Yes.
Keep them safe, Lord. And Father, at the time for their coming, Lord, just keep them, O Lord, on the wings of the eagle, Lord.
Amen.
And bring them safely amongst us once again. As many that have traveled and are yet to come, Father, we commit all of them into your hands, Lord.
Yes.
Tonight, Lord, we thank you, we bless you.
Amen.
Even as the song says, living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. We strive along to face temptation, so where could we go when our souls seek God for bread? We thank you that we've come tonight and you have filled us, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you. As we sing this song, where could I go? Where could I go?